From the time the Dallas Cowboys opened their new stadium in Arlington, there was always the possibility that the Cowboys and the Texas Rangers would play on the same day, on the same street, less than half a mile from each other, but few expected that the Rangers would be playing in the World Series when it happened. Only a game's Karen Given was on hand for that historic event and has our story.
From the moment wheels touched tarmac at DFW, it's clear that we've entered Cowboys territory. A limo driver meeting his client at baggage claim complains that the boys just can't catch a break. And a debate breaks out on the bus to the rental car lot as Cowboys fans and Vikings fans try to determine who has it worse. It's the day after the Texas Rangers' first ever World Series appearance. After a tough loss, they're down a game to San Francisco. And unexpectedly, I find my first Rangers fan at Cowboys Stadium. His name is Daryl Moose Johnston, a star fullback for the Cowboys from 1989 to 1999. He's now a football analyst on Fox. But today, he's joining the rest of North Texas in rooting for the Rangers.
When you're talking about football season, the Dallas Cowboys are on the front page of the Dallas Morning News. Well, the Texas Rangers have changed that this year. They have been the talk of the town. And this is a football town. It's a football state. It's Friday Night Lights. It's everything that exists, high school, college, professional. But for this year, right now, at this time, it's about the Rangers.
1,000 people have come to Cowboys Stadium to mark the 100-day countdown to the Super Bowl. Most had hoped to see Dallas become the first team to play in the Super Bowl at home. But despite one of the highest payrolls in the NFL, the boys have lost every game but one. And they've lost star quarterback Tony Romo to a broken collarbone. Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones is disappointed, but he can still find honor in the team's lost season, at least in front of the business people who are buying sponsorships and expensive suites in his $1.2 billion stadium.
It's about getting up. It's about getting knocked down. Not very many really thrilling times compared to all the butt kickings you get playing this game.
At Sunday's game, the Cowboys are getting another one of those butt kickings. As Dallas heads to the locker room at halftime, down 14-3 to the Jaguars, the crowd actually boos. After the game, Coach Wade Phillips takes his seat in front of cameras, looking as downtrodden as a coach can look.
I've got talented players, and I'm not getting them to play well enough. And so that's, that, to me, that's the root of the problem. I'm at a loss right now, certainly, because I don't, if I knew what to do, I'd already done it. I got to go back and reevaluate and look at it again.
Fans streaming out of Cowboys Stadium are greeted by helicopters and planes circling the Rangers ballpark in Arlington, just down the street. The parking lots for the two venues are connected by a pretty little footbridge. Willie Miles can't help commenting as he crosses the divide between Cowboys and Rangers territory.
Now we walk from the losing side to the winning side.
Miles attended the Cowboys game in person and is heading home to watch Game 4 of the World Series on TV. Even though he calls himself a die-hard Cowboys fan, Miles says it would be worse to watch the Rangers lose the World Series than to see the Cowboys not win another game all season.
It's good because we get the number one pick. Hey, we're going to lose that lose big, right?
Jerry Wiestinger and Orlando Sandoval are occupying their favorite tailgate spot in the Rangers parking lot. With tickets to both of today's games and a perfect view of the Cowboys and Rangers stadiums, they're taking a break between their NFL World Series doubleheader.
Y'all hear our section?
Yeah.
Our whole section
fan. Rangers, go Rangers inside the Cowboy game. That's how bad we are right now.
But don't feel too badly for these fans. The Cowboys might stink, but Arlington is over the moon about the unexpected success of the Rangers.
It's okay. We got a winning baseball team. Yeah, give us one or the other. It's okay.
We've been on the winning side as a football team. So, you know, 5 Super Bowl rings, we couldn't ask for no more. So it's Rangers time now.
It's
2 days later, Rangers' time has ended, and the Giants have gone home with the World Series trophy. The skies have opened up over Arlington, even though the locals tell me North Texas is currently in a drought. And James Godwin, from Ovilla, is buying a few last World Series trinkets in the Rangers team shop, while television screens pump in ESPN interviews with happy Giants players.
So how are you feeling today?
Good.
Yeah?
We had a great season. If I would have been asked opening day if I could have had the opportunity to be at a World Series last night in our own stadium, I'd have been tickled to death.
In the lobby of City Hall, a bronze statue of Tom Vandergriff, the mayor who brought the former Washington Senators to Arlington in 1972, is dressed up in a Rangers t-shirt and cap. As he readies a shipment of congratulatory barbecue for the mayor of San Francisco, current Arlington Mayor Bob Kluck smiles and says his town is still proud of their team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'm very happy they got there. I mean, that itself was quite a feat. And sure, I'd like for them to have won the World Series, and sure, I know they will eventually, perhaps next year.
Even the prospect of losing ace free agent Cliff Lee won't keep Rangers fans from dreaming about next year. As for Cowboys fans, well, Cowboys fans might as well start rooting for that number one draft pick. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. As the days before the midterm elections dwindled down, Ohio's Lee Fisher, running for the U.S. Senate, made what he hoped would be the king of political ads.
What should I do? Should I throw in the towel because my opponent gets his money from Wall Street and the lobbyists?
A majority of Ohioans voting on Tuesday apparently were less than wowed by Mr. Fisher's spoof of the LeBron James Nike commercial. He lost to Republican Rob Portman, who vowed to fight for, quote, private enterprise, personal responsibility, and limited government.
What should I do?
I don't know, Mr. Fisher, but I hear the Cleveland Cavaliers have an open roster spot. Why not give that a shot?
I'm Lee Fisher, and I approve this message.
Yeah, and then I horsed around with it.